So
I'm doing this episode as I'm walking, and you may hear some noise in the background, but figured I'd take hold of the opportunity and, kind of go over things. Anyway, so today I want to discuss the ability that you have, as you can hear all the noise in the background, the ability that you have that most of you probably aren't aware of in the industry, but this is coming from more of a scientific perspective, metaphysical perspective, attraction perspective. You literally have the ability to bring forth the things that you want by going to the future and bringing it back to the present, or going to the future and structuring it in a way where you get the best results. Now, I know some of you guys are saying, sounds a little crazy. You know, I don't know what you're talking about. That kind of thing. Well, think of it like this. You have a cell phone. You have a radio. You have antennas. All these things have the ability to transmute or transfer pictures and sound etherically in a space that you yourself are unable to see. This goes into what's called dimensional transitions. So if you take your vision, for example, just like the picture on television, you could take that vision and project it out to the future and actually see yourself accomplishing what it is that you are wanting to have accomplished. In turn, those visions will then become a reality. You will then give that vision energy, and the other visions and energies that everybody else in that environment, in that structure, within that process, that have projected their thoughts and wants and needs for that day, you can be proactive and bypass those, where yours is, will become the more dominant of the all. Hopefully that makes a little sense. For example, say you're watching television, if you watch TV, and a commercial comes on. And during that commercial, you have, it's like maybe like 15-second clip commercial. And as the commercial is going on, all of a sudden you see a secondary commercial pop on, and then cut off again and goes back to that commercial, or that commercial will finish, and then you'll see a 5 second or 4 second quick commercial, and then it goes on to the next one. Now, those are all images that are electronically imposed onto your screen. The transition of that through most likely a form of glass, a form of what is it called? Currency, like what's the word? FiOS. I believe that's the name of it, but it's not your normal copper wiring. It's actually glass that transfers the image from one place to the other at a faster speed, at a faster pace. So you can remember, initially we just had regular copper wire that transmuted everything. And in transmuting, you know, you got your TV or whatever the case is, but it may have come at a slower pace. When you have something like FiOS, that's glass, and it basically moves at a faster rate, you know, of transference. This is the example. So you taking your vision, the vision of how you want your life to be, those goals you have on your paper, and you visualizing what it is that you want to have happen. If you have a, for example, you have to go to the bank for a loan, or you have to show a property to a couple, and you're unaware of whether or not they'll be interested in purchasing. You would visualize the process going smoothly the day of the actual showing. And then, you know, I'm kind of expediting the whole process, but in you, excuse me, explaining it expeditiously, but when you put your energy and focus into it, just like you do with everyday things, you then project these specific things to happen in the way that you want. And it's very powerful, and understand not to play with it, because it's actually an ancient science. And in you doing so, you will begin to see a restructuring of certain things that initially was not. You'll also receive a form of confirmation. You'll know when it's a confirmation. Something chaotic may happen. I mean, because look, all we're doing is controlling. We're controlling what's called, what's it called? Melanin. So we're controlling the actual energy, the matter that's within us, that has the ability with electricity to transfer your vision to the future so that it'll restructure itself. Now, some of you may not believe that the future is already here and so on and so forth, but I do. I believe that the things that you do now are already creating the things to happen in the future. And based off of the energy you provide, will determine whether or not that thing moves in motion expeditiously. I believe this will definitely help you all to build your portfolios, build your projects and businesses the way that you want to have it done without any major problematic decisions. Excuse me, problematic occurrences. Not saying that it won't happen. Not saying that there won't be any problems, because there's always a balance of some sort. But you have the ability to definitely structure the system in a way that puts you in a winner's circle. This is what I want you to do first. And I'm gonna get, these are things that I've already done. I've been doing for years. But the thing that I'd like for you to do is, first thing, I want you to visualize or maybe get a magazine or something of a photo. Get a photo of an individual that you want to see. Someone that you don't expect to see, someone that has not been around, you know, maybe a celebrity or something like that. And I want you to project seeing that individual. That's just an example of one that you could utilize. You don't have to, but you do that. I say do it for maybe about 2 or 3 days, maybe like 5 minutes, and then let it go. Don't even trip about it. Don't worry about seeing it. Don't worry about seeing the person. Don't, just at that moment, within that 5 minute time frame, visualize you with that person, walking past that person, something. And I'm telling you, this is gonna work. 98% of the time, it works for me. 98, okay? So, that's that, and trust me. And this is not, I also want to be clear, like, that this is not anything, you know, spooky or, you know, esoteric in nature. Even though, you know, when dealing with metaphysics, it goes into the science of the body, and it all equates with the esoteric. So understand that I don't want you know, you guys to misunderstand or anything like that. This is going to help you focus. Some of you guys are in very chaotic environments where your mind is not focused. And when utilizing what I'm offering to you, this free gift, it will bring flowers to your life. This doesn't have to be done for real estate. It could be done for anything. If you have a bad relationship with someone, you can visualize the both of you having good times. And future days, and trust me, they will call you, they will text you, they will message you or come to your home and vice versa. And in them doing so, you guys and gals will have an amazing conversation all love and positivity. It works. Okay? So, getting back to utilizing it for real estate, in the real estate industry, if you, for example, are deciding to, first get your real estate license, and this is your first time at it, right? If you haven't listened to my previous podcast series, you should. I go into detail about steps on starting the process. And what you would do, anyway, what you would do is, you know, you have a test coming up. You're studying for it. Now, I'm not telling you to do this and, hey, you're going to ace the test. Not that many people with that, with a strong enough, spiritual, electrical, magnetic system of the body to be able to not take a test and then you just pass it. Okay. Now, what might happen is you might take the test. You might actually fail it, but then there might be a glitch in a computer or something, and then it'll pass you. I've seen that happen, but then one or two things will happen. Either it'll be pushed through and no one knows, or they'll say, oh, it was a glitch. We apologize, and it'll be restructured. Because remember, even though you're doing this, the world still works in the same way. Life still works in the same way. People still work in the same way. And, free will is still there. So, always remember that even though you're doing this, everyone else around you has the same capabilities. Now, if and when you are fasting, or decide to do this seriously, like very seriously, you could do a couple of days of fasting, maybe two, three. You know, consult your physician first. Physician. I don't know why I'm not saying it right, but. Physician. I don't know. You know how you say a word, it's been a while since you said it, and then you say it again, and you're like, am I saying it right? Physician. Okay, I'm been dealing with that all day. So you would take your thoughts, and when you do like a fast, or you just focus on one thing for a period of time, a few days or so, it builds up your energy, it builds up your current, literally electromagnetic pulse, to give you the ability to maneuver that thought through quicker and more effectively. Okay? Hopefully that makes sense. Just like, for example, training. If you are working out, if you have a marathon, if you have a fight, and you have to train, you train for 6 months or so, you know, with certain things deleted from your eating habits, prayer added with, you know, with other things, healthy eating and meditation, and you then decide that you're gonna focus and visualize the outcome. That'll give you, that'll raise your battery, okay? For the most part. That'll build you up to 100%. Most people are walking around with a 40% battery and wonder why their real estate closings are not happening, wondering why their businesses are not being developed quickly. This is the reason, this is one of the reasons. A lot of chaos, you know, because understand this, this energy that we have, that we're utilizing, is considered chaos energy. That's what they call it. That is exactly what they call it. The melanin, all of the black soot that is alive and moving around, and you know, that is something that many people have tried to control. Many people have tried to create things with it, and they have. And then again, many people have failed. But to try and control this living thing that is around us, within us, through us, the only way to do it is through us. That's the only way. You do it through us for your vision, and in doing so, you will then create the life of your dreams. You will then close more deals. I mean, think about what you do, the things that you've done in the past, accomplishments, goals, etc., and how you were focused on those things. You understand? When you understand that you are the, am I going to say the alpha, the, you are the embodiment of God that is within us, that is around us, that is through all of us, that everything around us is a part of. You will then understand that there's certain rules that you abide by in order to restructure what it is that you're asking. So hopefully this helped some of you guys that have been confused, unsure of whether or not this was right for you. This is one thing I can say is you could do anything. It doesn't have to be real estate. You could do anything. Okay, you could go and be a surgeon. And granted, yes, some people will say, oh, you can't do everything. Oh, you can't do everything immediately. You cannot do everything immediately. And it's not going to be, and when you do these things, it's not going to be easy to accomplish the goals, especially the older you get, right? But you can do it. You know, David Goggins and various others discuss this now. Okay, so this is for someone that's listening. I don't know who specifically, but it's something that I think you were supposed to hear. So if you need to rewind it, rewind it, rewind this, listen again. And hey, hopefully it helps you out. If you need more assistance in trying to understand this process, send me an email. I'd be happy to discuss. Send me an email. You can send it to my Gmail, michaelraysor, the number one, at gmail.com. And I'd be happy to speak to you. Better hurry up before I change it, because we're working on some new projects and starting up some new things, okay? All right. I'll talk to you guys later. Have a good day.